With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Seth Andrews, and what you're about to hear is a true story. Elizabeth Johnson was a witch. That was the charge back in 1693, and the charges stuck. Now, we've all heard about the Salem witch trials. Salem, Massachusetts, in the late 17th century, more than 200 people accused of practicing witchcraft, the devil's magic. The whole Puritan colony so terrified of the devil and his minions that they started seeing the devil and his minions everywhere, especially in the minds and the hearts of women, those she-devils, the witches. Europe had already seen its own witchcraft craze from the 1300s through the 1600s. Tens of thousands of accused witches were executed. And at the new colony in Salem, tensions were already high. There was political unrest, theological conflicts, and this influx of strangers was taking place. There was an English war with France on American soil, and a horde of refugees had fled into Salem town. On top of all that tension and dissension and unrest, in January 1692, the greedy and reviled Reverend Samuel Parris saw his two daughters suddenly having fits. They were screaming and throwing things and making strange noises, contorting into scary positions. They were only 9 and 11 at the time. And then another 11-year-old in another house started shrieking and contorting. No explanation except from the holy men. And of course they cried, "Devil." These three young girls were pressured to blame someone, and blame someone they did. They pointed their accusing fingers at three women. There was a slave in the Paris home named Tabuta. There was a homeless beggar in the town named Sarah, and another Sarah who was just a poor elderly woman. Yes, they had infected these children with evil. They were the devil's minions. They were witches. And those three women were taken and tried and jailed. Public paranoia made it almost fashionable, even necessary, to seek out and brand the heretical women in the town. There were, of course, protests of innocence. "I'm not a witch. I'm not a witch." Some gave false confessions, hoping to escape punishment and perhaps even save their own lives. The public branded the guilty because they had had visions and dreams and premonitions. They would say, "God told me this woman is a devil. That is all the proof we need." And so often the Salem courts listened. How many of these women scrambled desperately to escape the gallows? How many of these innocent Salem women were hanged anyway? And contrary to the old saying about the Salem witch burnings, the Salem witches weren't actually burned. Most of them were killed at the end of a rope. 19 were hanged in the town square. 5 died in prison. 1 rare male witch was stoned to death. Elizabeth Johnson herself stood accused, and she had been sentenced to death. Fortunately for her, this sentencing came at the end of the Salem witch hysteria, and she was never actually executed. Finally, Salem woke up and came to its senses. After all of the paranoia, accusations, and hangings, and stonings, and beheadings, many of Salem's leaders and judges and priests came out with public apologies. On the 14th of January, 1697, the General Court ordered a day of fasting and soul-searching for the tragedy of Salem. That same court would admit the illegality of it all. That was 1702. In 1711, there was a bill passed restoring the good names and reputations of the accused, even paying them, or the surviving families, restitution. And they did this for all. All except Elizabeth Johnson. She had never been exonerated. By the end of 1711, all of the other accused witches, dead and surviving, they had been exonerated, but never Elizabeth Johnson. She had slipped through the cracks, and down the centuries, her name and reputation forever tainted, until a group of eighth grade students at North Andover Middle School learned the story of Elizabeth Johnson, and they took that story personally. And they brought this unfortunate story to their local legislature, where State Senator Diana DiSoglio attached a petition for Elizabeth's exoneration onto the end of a budget bill. That bill was passed May 26, 2022. It's hard to believe, isn't it? It took the state of Massachusetts over three centuries to clear this woman's name and finally apologize. But they did, rightly, justly, beyond the hangings and the stonings and the public beheadings of our ignorant past, and at the end of all the reversals and apologies for the injustices done to other women, this last wrongly accused, quote-unquote, witch of Salem, Elizabeth Johnson, has finally had her name cleared for the public record. And it only took 329 years. And the story of the innocent Elizabeth Johnson is a true story.
TrueStoriesPodcast.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.